AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Now there are five. A sailor wounded in Thursday's shooting at a Marine Support Center in Chattanooga has died this morning. Previously, four Marines were killed in the same attack, the second of two shooting incidents carried out by 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz, who grew up in suburban Hickson, Tennessee. Former FBI executive Sean Henry tells NBC's Today Show that the FBI is trying to figure out why he became violent.
The actual target, this military recruiting station, you look at the fact that he's traveled internationally over to the Middle East. That in and of itself doesn't indicate that it's absolutely inspired by ISIS. But you've got to wonder if while he's over in the Middle East, if he becomes radicalized.
While the name has not been released, the Navy earlier identified the sailor as Petty Officer Second Class Randall Smith. A Texas state trooper is on administrative leave as investigators look into his conduct during the traffic stop that led to the arrest of a woman authorities say later hanged herself in a jail cell. Other investigations are underway into Sandra Bland's death. Friends and family say she would not have killed herself. The local district attorney says video from a surveillance camera aimed at the door of the cell in which Bland died shows that no one went into it Monday morning before her death. People remain divided over the Supreme Court case that made same-sex marriage legal nationwide. An AP GFK poll finds 41% of those questioned oppose the decision, 39% are in favor, 18% neither approved or disapproved. Just under half of those questioned think county clerks should not be forced to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples, while a similar number say they should. This is AP Radio News. 20 cars and trucks stuck in traffic were burned in a fast-moving wildfire on I-15 during evening rush hour near Los Angeles. Nellie Venzer says she and her 95-year-old mother had to make a quick decision as the flames were nearing their car.
It's getting really hot, and my mom is in the car, and if we have to run, it has to be done now.
The blaze, which is some 5% contained, also destroyed four buildings and threatened a number of homes. The Coast Guard says one person is in critical condition, another is in serious condition after a plane crash in southeast Alaska that killed one person and injured four others. Juneau police say they got a 911 call yesterday afternoon from someone saying they had been involved in a crash on a flight from Juneau to the community of Hoonah. Police say the caller's name matched that of an individual who was listed as being on the plane. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.